Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Now, coming up, Stuart Rhodes is nearby. He's been able to come in studio about the Second Amendment ruling. We'll have to take your phone calls throughout the next few hours. We have former lead man with the Misfits getting into the Satanism and Luciferianism and rock and roll that's admitted by so many of these individuals, and how it's all coming out in the open. That's going to be in the third hour, a little bit into the fourth hour. But I wanted to play this report from just a week and a half ago when Hillary came to town, and then we'll go back to break for 1 minute and come back and take your calls, because taking action against the globalists, getting out in the third dimension, shouting them down when they try to take our First and Second Amendment is critical. Here's the report. running the Everything Must Go Super Sale, but it's going to have to end by early next week because we're selling out of many of our best-selling products like Ultra 12, the best B12 you're going to find, liquid. Take it under the tongue. That is 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, but it's about to sell out. Vaso Beets, oh my gosh, with all of the great compounds that are in beet concentrates. This is a very strong concentrate. It's 50% off. Research all the things it does for your body. That is about to end. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth. 50% off. That's very close to selling out. Myco's EX that goes after the candida, the yeast, the mold in the gut. That's 50% off. Free shipping. Double Patriot points. All this is free shipping. Double Patriot points. That's about to end. Living Defense that everybody loves so much. That's 50% off. That's about to end. It is a huge sale. InfoWarsStore.com and your purchases fund the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com/show. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
They're coming for your children. They're coming for your mind. They're coming for your health. They're coming for your right to self-defense. They're coming for your fertility. They're coming for your destiny. They want your soul. And life isn't about just chasing after things or having status with a bunch of empty people worshiping you. It's about challenging yourself and others and discovering the secrets of the universe and dialing in to the Spirit of God that, like a space wind, blows through creation. Now, I don't normally say I'm going to not have guests and then have a guest, but we do have Stuart Rhodes driving up from San Antonio to be in studio. When I called this morning, he said, "Can you please come on?" He said, "Sure, I'll drive up to San Antonio." Because he's a constitutional lawyer, former advisor to Ron Paul, worked in Congress, an expert on the move to confiscate our guns. This Supreme Court ruling this morning as a total slap in the face to the Second Amendment. They said, "We're not even going to hear it. We're going to allow lawsuits against gun manufacturers to go forward, even against Remington, already bankrupted by all these suits." And Clarence Thomas and others were horrified in the notes that PBS had of what they said, saying that the Second Amendment is a constitutional orphan, disfavored right in crisis. Gorsuch and Alito agreed, and they went on to talk about the fact that this endangers all commerce because they can sue anybody they want out of existence by the Supreme Court trying to override the Protection of Lawful Commerce Act. Because if you can sue somebody because their car, their baseball bat, you know, the knife they made, the gun they made, was improperly used by somebody else, well, then you are going to let the lawyers take over even more of society. They've already made America almost impossible to do business in. That's why we're deindustrialized. They've cut our power off, our energy off. We have enough coal to run the nation cleanly for 1,000 years. So HBO and all the comedy shows attack and slander the few industries we have left. When there's no environmental standards in China, we're being shut down. Meanwhile, you see the end of judicial law with the House impeachment, a total kangaroo show court star chamber. I was saying all that a month ago. Kangaroo court, show trial, star chamber. Now you see all those terms being used because when you have dummy witnesses that have been coached on what to say, that's called kangaroos. It's an Aussie way of saying puppet. When you say people are being railroaded, it means that they've set up the beginning, middle, and end, and it's all scripted and rigged. Obviously, the listeners know that. When it's a show trial, you then have those fake witnesses and people up there putting the disinfo out for the TV cameras once you've got them all scripted and ready and under oath and prepared in the fake underground oh, when you have a wedding or whatever, or when you're having a play, it's a rehearsal. And people are like, this isn't how it's supposed to happen. Why are they doing it? Why are they getting in trouble? Because evil is moving against good en masse. Why do you think Hollywood and Guardians of the Galaxy director and all these people come out and brag about pedophilia and how much they like it and have pedophile-themed parties? Why do you think Disney hires people that are convicted child rapists of six-year-old boys and girls to make Disney children movies? Because it's a club, and you ain't in it, and I ain't in it, thank God. You got to check your soul at the door like you hang up a jacket when you get into it. Because let me tell you, you start raping little kids, you're damned to hell right there. It's the ultimate sin. You're not getting forgiven. You know what you're doing is bad. You're destroying somebody's innocence. And God is going to remove himself from your presence. And then you look at these people. They're so ugly. They're twisted. They're crazed. They're unhappy. But they gave themselves to Satan for physical, temporal power on this dirt ball. They failed in their test. But now, like a satanic zombie horde, they're coming for us. And they want our speech. They want our right to self-defense so they can have their way with us as psychos animated by their God always do. And I've got news for them. This is America, and there's enough of a remnant left that it's not going to go the way you think it is. And they already kind of figured that out. So let me take your phone calls on the Second Amendment. Then we had some overflow callers yesterday that I promised if they're around today, I'll call them and get them back on because I respect the callers. We kind of have a catch-22 of 20 phone lines, and that usually is me if we can get to, and then there's still some left up there. But I'm going to try to bam, 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 get to a bunch of these right now. Let's go to Brian in North Carolina. I cannot overestimate how devastating this is to the rule of law, to commerce, to turning the lawyers loose, and a pathway to dismember what's left of the Second Amendment. If they can't get rid of the right itself, they will get rid of the right to manufacture, produce, even work on the firearms. What do you think about this development, sir?
Hey, Alex, first of all, I want to say thanks for everything you do. It's something that we could never reciprocate to you, everything you do there. God bless you, Alex.
Thank you. God bless you.
This is a way of them circumventing the American voter. I mean, they think that we can elect a president, we can stand up for our Second Amendment, but they can just take the litigation and the lawyers and just take that all away from us. If you eliminate all the gun manufacturers, that's another way to eliminate the Second Amendment.
By the way, I mean, lawyers are everywhere admitting this will allow them now to sue every other manufacturer of other things that can kill people.
Absolutely, Alex. I mean, we voted for a president in 2016, and he has been bound and bound by lawyers and litigation the entire time. I can't believe he's accomplished as much as he has. But then they want to take the lawyers, and they want to go after the Second Amendment through the back door, stop all the manufacturing of all the guns, and then eventually red flag all of us to where they can come to our door and they can take away all of our weapons and just leave us high and dry. This is just a bunch of BS, Alex.
Well, you're absolutely right, and they are training the police all over the country, and that woke the police up, by the way. Most police aren't for it, that we're going to have to fight constitutionalists. We're going to have to take their guns. Remember just 4 years ago, there were still newscasts everywhere and police admitting we're being trained to take the guns, and a lot of jurisdictions said, we're not going to do this, but the federal funding's coming down. If we get the federal funding and, you know, armored vehicles, so they're doing high-risk things on MS-13 or whatever, they do need those because people are shooting at them. But they said, as part of that training, we're told we're being given these armored vehicles to take guns. We're not going to do this. But other jurisdictions, I've played the clips, are like, we're trained to take the veterans' guns. And we show you that from Texas to Alabama to New York to Florida to California. I mean, they have trained a lot of departments and put leftist police chiefs and sheriffs in that are chomping at the bit for a shooting war to take our guns. And you're absolutely right. And Bloomberg's funded thousands of these people being elected and putting these police chiefs and others in, and bad sheriffs being put in. And they've admitted, in fact, I remember Bloomberg headlines, just speaking of Bloomberg a few years ago, going, gun confiscation has begun. And it was in California. It was in New York under red flag. No due process. And that's the plan. And they want to start a shooting war, a civil war over guns, and then call gun owners terrorists. That's the plan. They're already programming it. They're already preparing it.
Alex, we need to take action. I mean, as a voter, we need to vote in the small election, not just the big one. Like, we had a city council voting here in Iredell County the other day, just a small little council seat. I did my homework. I did my research. I voted for the guy that I think had my back. So we've got to do that. We've got to vote in the school board, city council, all these little positions where the Democrats and the leftists just infest, and just everything leans to the left, and they go up from those positions into the deep state positions that just take away all the rights.
You're absolutely right. They want the power. They're in the schools. They're everywhere. And here's the deal. They're all so corrupt, they have a lot to lose. If we simply stand up, they'll fall like a house of cards in a high wind. But we've got to be there. We've got to show up. You're damn right, Brian. God bless you. Greg and others, Gabriel, Tony, James, Meredith, Jeff, Reed, Jason, your calls are straight ahead. Newswars.com, Infowars.com. It's an act of resistance to spread that link.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan? The year. How much did you borrow? The amount. And what is the interest rate? Percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
We're going to Greg, Jason, and many others here in just a moment. I want to make a point here right now. This is critical. They demonized me like I was a foreign country we were going to invade for a good 2 years. The last year of the election and then a year after the election. And change. About 2.5 years of just total demonization, like a huge artillery barrage before a foreign army rolls in. So the guns were just boom, boom, boom. Sometimes 1,000 syndications of an article a day, sometimes more. Sometimes I get Google alerts that would say 3,700 new articles. And then a few of them would be this other Alex Jones woman on that has a BBC morning show, but 99% of it would be Alex Jones. And lie after lie after lie. The only other person more demonized was Trump. And I knew that it wasn't that I was that important. It was that they saw me as the archetype of Americana and the populist resistance. And they said that in CIA hearings in Congress, saying my name. Directors of major operations saying we've got to stop Jones. Because once they could do that, they believe they could take everybody else down. Just like the same law firms that the Supreme Court just ruled against the Second Amendment for, run by the Democrats, are openly trying to get rid of the First Amendment. They're suing me. And they say, we're going to overturn the First Amendment. So think about that. And then once they had done enough demonization, they said, okay, now we're going to deplatform him everywhere. And when the general public doesn't defend him, and when Trump doesn't come out and defend him, and when the people don't come out and defend him, then we'll be able to take everybody off. And a year and a half later, it's just total. Women everywhere, particularly try to support Trump, they're blocked on Facebook, Twitter, or the women at a shooting range, they say this is part of a terrorist activity. Republicans, the leader of the Senate says Antifa came to my house and threatened to kill me. They didn't block Antifa, they froze his account. You're like, that's outrageous. Exactly. Now they're talking about blocking Trump's Twitter because the president put up with it. Now he came out and said what was happening to InfoWars was wrong by name. He put some tweets out about us here and there. But I didn't want to eat a bone so I didn't starve to death politically. I wanted to save the whole country and the world. I'm not here thinking about me, because I'm thinking about me. We lose the whole damn thing. Yeah. I'm going to get it, and I'm going to have to sit here and watch my children get it and your children get it, and that pisses me off. I don't want to die, folks. I love life so much. I'm so happy. I enjoy everything. I enjoy food and exercising and my children and my wife and just everything. I love everything. I love changing oil in a car. I love beating somebody's ass. I love fishing. I love it all. But I don't like these pedophiles and devil worshipers, and I can't stand by. That's why callers always say, thank you, thank you. Listen, thank you for keeping us on air and keep me in the fight. That's all I want. Because as fast as the blood's coming out, you're putting transfusions back in. That's all I care about. Because to think that what I'm doing is extraordinary and that what I'm doing is heroic, it's heroic to take on globalists that are destroying our own species? And act like an alien species here to kill us slowly so we never realize what hit us and say they want a post-human world? You mean wanting to survive and wanting to have a future is heroic? They know how to hit you slow with background radiation and propaganda and poison so that you get debilitated and never know what hit you. And they admit that's their plan. And I am aware of it because if you're not aware, the ambient background actually makes you go to sleep, makes you slowly die. But all the studies show this, but I can see it. I don't need to see a study. If you're aware of an assault, if you're aware of an attack, and you get highly motivated, not as a victim, but as an overcomer, and then activate what God's given you, it's explosive. We are born to farm and raise families and be good people and work hard. But then we also are born that when a threat comes, to rapidly shift into our other persona and start absolutely waging war. And that doesn't just mean going out and killing people. That's the end of it if we fail, as Louis Gohmert said a few weeks ago. It means getting aggressive in information warfare. And there's a trillion ways to do that. Just do it. And know that you're always, and I'm always thinking, we've got to have some master plan that fixes it all in some one deadly stroke that unlocks it all. Well, getting Trump in there is as close to that as you're going to get, but it's all the trillions and trillions of little actions of the many hands make light work that is going to be the victory. So longer segments coming up. I promise I'll wrap to your calls. Stuart Rhodes is coming in next hour. We'll push our other guests back a little bit, and I'll take over some of Matt Brackett's time, but Matt will understand that. But this is a normal activity. If I was walking down the street and a pit bull ran up and bit me on the leg, I would start hitting it in the head and stomping it and trying to get it off of me. I wouldn't sit there and beat it in the head. I'd try to break its legs, knock its legs out from under it. That wouldn't be heroic. That would be called default. And I want everybody to get it in their mind that the default position, I know there are tens of thousands of businessmen and women listening right now that are nouveau riche and have a lot of property and are successful. They could put up airplanes in the sky over every town, you know, with messages on it. Who could put stuff on the side of their trucks or barns? Who could start their own local radio show? Whatever you do, you need to be leaders and get aggressive now. And there's more than one way to skin a cat. You know, let's say you've been a Democrat, but you know this stuff's wrong. Go to their events. Infiltrate them. They're all involved in corruption. Project Veritas does a great job, but I mean, you scratch a Democrat, you scratch an operative, they're corrupt. So the first building he walks into, hey, I want to run kidnap children sex slaves. Every Democrat area he goes into, they go, yeah, we'll help you cover that up and run the money through. We do that ourselves. Just make sure you pay taxes on the kidnapped children sex slaves. Remember that 10 years ago? He goes to another Acorn facility. I want to run kidnapped children sex slaves. Damn right. Join the club. You go to another event. I mean, it's like, yeah, we run scams. We're corrupt and evil. Yeah, we steal elections. It's what we do. That's who they are. They're the bad guys. And the Republicans were just another wing of the Democrats for a long time. That's changing. Our populist movement is taking it back now. And so the Supreme Court just ruled that we're not even going to hear the case. Yeah, gun manufacturers can be sued and held liable for what a criminal does with their firearm. And that, of course, will overturn all those other Supreme Court rulings that said that manufacturers can't be liable if someone misuses a product. You go by Drano, it says don't drink it or get it in your eyes. If you pour it in your eyes, Drano's not liable. If you went to a park and threw Drano, like just happened in China, to 50 kids at a school, you're a psychotic demon. You throw acid on 50 kids, well, the maker's not liable. But the Supreme Court wants that end run, and you know they're blackmailing them. So 4-3, they just ruled to screw the Supreme Court is anti-gun, ladies and gentlemen. And they just voted to screw the Second Amendment over. It's unbelievable. Did you hear? We're going to talk about it on the other side and take your calls. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, InfoWars.com.
Alex Jones.
Stop the iodine conspiracy. Wake up the world challenge. BioTru Selenium and Survival Shield X2 and X3, all three together in a triple pack with free shipping and double Patriot points, is about to end. Ladies and gentlemen, X2 and X3 are two amazing formulas of iodine. It's different strokes for different folks. See which one works best for you. BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed supercharges all of it. We have this best deal ever on these products. 60% off, double Patriot points, free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. But we're about to have to end this special. The Everything Must Go Super sale is the main sale, and this sale is part of that sale. It's going to have to end by early next week. So support yourself, support your family, and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com with this Stop the Iodine Conspiracy special.
InfoWars.com/show.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Just 2 weeks ago, Lily Gohmert said that we're in a revolution. And it's only in the final phases that the shooting starts. That seems like a long time ago, but it was just 2 weeks ago. And now they're coming for your guns. They're saying they can sue all the manufacturers out of existence. The Supreme Court's overridden, they believe. It's a constitutional crisis because they're not more powerful. They're co-equal. But there is massive blackmail and threats going on. I've experienced it. The fake blackmail, the made-up garbage. But a lot of these judges and people have dirt in their closets, and they just ruled a majority to eviscerate the Second Amendment by another path and to let lawyers sue manufacturers of any product that someone misuses. The examples of this are legion. And I've had a constitutional lawyer on agreeing with my analysis, other lawyers coming in. Go to your phone calls right now. Greg is already experiencing the persecution, lost his payment processor.
Yes, sir.
Tell folks about that. We lost five of them. We had the best credit rating you could get at 2%. Now we pay a 4%. That cost a lot of money. And now they're hunting, trying to find out those. The Democrats want to have international groups that go in and take all gun-related shops or companies or pro-gun groups right to commerce away. Wow. Talk about Mark of the Beast. Tell us what happened to you.
I've been listening to you for a long time. Agree with you. Listen to your words. Had my credit card processor. Didn't agree with them. So I've been trying to back up my credit card processor. Don't use them a lot because my customers are savvy, but didn't use them very much. But they just said, "We're taking your stuff. We're taking your ability to use our credit card processing. No warning. No, I have no violations. Just like you, have no violations. Have no nothing. They just sent an email. You're done because we don't agree with your store, your business." Bye. No more credit card processing for you. You have a couple of days to find somebody else, and you're done.
Now, imagine if you were a Muslim, or imagine if you were a gay organization, and they didn't like the books you were selling, and then they'd say, oh, that's discriminatory, just like not baking the cake. But because you're a gun seller, legally, lawfully selling guns, in the United States, they're saying you can't do that. They're saying you're a bad person. They're discriminating against you, and they go, oh, well, they're a private company. No, they have consortiums run through a group called G2, that's really the CIA, out of Boston. And you can have perfect credit, but they will put a hate designation on your company. It's probably been secretly done to you, and then you lose it. It's been done to the NRA. The NRA pays almost 5% on credit cards out of one company left in Houston. The NRA has one processor left. People don't know how far down the rat hole we are, folks. That's what Hitler did. The first thing he did was not allow groups he was targeting to have access to banking.
Oh, yeah, Alex. This spring, that same credit card processor, Square, they bought Webly, my website host, and the same thing. Their terms of service said, being a gun shop, gunsmithing business, I now am a hate shop.
And they, let's go further. Square is owned by Jack Dorsey.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, and then I get these business loan calls all the time, these robo calls. You answer them and they said, oh, no, you're a restricted business. Well, then quit calling me, right? I'm a restricted business. I'm a legal, lawful business.
Well, Congress won't stand up for us.
No, they won't.
The Republicans that did, you know, the guy came to the baseball game and tried to kill him. People come to the leader of the Senate's house and say, we're going to stab you in the heart, Mitch McConnell. And then he did nothing to Twitter when they did that to him. These are terrorists that do whatever the hell they want. And they've got lists of everybody's homes. You know, I was talking to Michael Savage the other day, and he had all these special operations guys at his event. And they said, yeah, Antifa says where we live. You know, they even come by and lays our houses. You know, not literally lays them, but mark where they are. And then all because they're in the military. And we put up with this. That's George Soros. And I'm telling you, you know, these special operations guys, if they get given an order to go kill somebody, they'll do it. But I'm not putting them down. But where's the moral courage to actually get politically aggressive now? Because what are we going to do? At what limit will we not put up with these terrorists that are big tech is in our lives? They've moved to China. Apple's moved to China. They are spying on us. They are giving it to their political operatives. And then they're taking your credit card processing away because you fix people's firearms. Think about that. Think about who they are, my friend.
Alex, I'm a disabled veteran. I was a former law enforcement. I volunteered a fireman. I've done nothing. I was a missionary for a couple of years.
Greg, you don't get it. It's because you're not a devil worshiper. It's because you are a veteran. It's because you still have a job. They don't want any Americans having jobs. These satanic lawyers want every damn job shut down. And the only jobs they're going to give to women, 65% of the graduates are women. They tell the women, you're in charge. Men are bad. They're just phasing out humans. It's the end of the human system. It's the post-human world. And these women and people think, oh, they're in a position of power. It's all been actuaried out to make us obsolete and make us domesticated and make us not able to fend for ourselves. So you're target number one, Bubba. You're a veteran. You've been in law enforcement. You've been a firefighter. You fix things. You still have a job. You're the enemy. God bless you. Greg's the enemy. He's the bad man. Because he doesn't want to rape children for Satan. People keep thinking, oh, it's not that bad. Have you seen who the whistleblower's lawyer is? How he publicly says, I get pedophile security clearances, and then just won't stop talking about children and how much he likes them and how he goes to water parks by himself and takes pictures of little kids and how he likes Jeffrey Epstein. Who do you think these people are? And they take our weakness as a green light to take over. So I'm sorry that's happening to you, brother. I know it's happening to me, but our listeners are still keeping us in the fight, but it's serious. Meredith in Kansas, go ahead. Thanks for holding her on the air.
I want to shout out to Mark Stevens, No State Project, Goleanor, pewpew.com for the Constitution, Second Amendment, great guy. Also, Reed Hendricks, Valor Ridge, Constitutional, Second Amendment. I think those two guys you should have on here, or at least talking to them. Brian Young, High Impact Vlogs and High Impact Flits, and Band.Video. These have had me banned from Facebook. I'm a local musician here in Wichita, Kansas, and it also keeps me from advertising.
Well, that's fantastic, brother. What do you think about this end run around the Second Amendment?
I'll tell you what. I probably would be picked up if I told you. But the Liberty Tree is dried up because it's not been refreshed. And Benjamin Franklin said, if we don't hang together, we'll certainly hang separately. And that's where we're at now. I'm going to speed up here. You mentioned the Christmas list. I know what you were saying. I think there needs to be a 52-deck card, and the valuation of that card, the hierarchy, and how they're tied together. It'd be a great gift, but it also give patriots, if something comes to the down the path, at least we know where to rendezvous. At least we know where they're sleeping at night. It'd be a great card gift, I think. Anyway, there's another thing. Every one of these...
Hold on.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Any successful species, another word is territorial. Another time, any successful species in the age of wonder procreates aggressively. Another word, any successful species will stand its ground and fight.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And we're not giving in without a fight. And it's that fight that animates. It's the fight that is the journey that is the destination. Yes, the Bill of Rights and Constitution points out rights that are already there that God gave us. But if you don't stand up for those rights, if you don't enforce those rights, they're gone. It's like having a forest of great timber. But if you don't have the mental tools and the architectural understanding to cut up that wood and build that house, and then fill that house with all the things it takes to live, and then have that wife, have that husband, have those children, and then teach those children to be humans and teach them the skills that your forebears taught you. All of that's being removed. Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands upon thousands of years of human struggle to get to this point is all being stolen and taken away from us. We have more information than ever. The average person's never been more ignorant and stupid. Water, water everywhere, not a drop to drink. Best of times, worst of times. And people have been taught that it's not cool to like America or like freedom or like speech. The average millennial says arrest people if it's hate speech. Oh, I'm for free speech unless the Southern Poverty Law Center or ADL or some corporate board of the UN says it's bad. And then it's always new words. It's always bigger. Now it's the bro fist. Now it's the okay sign. Or, oh, just do what they say and they'll be nice. They'll be nice. They'll be nice. No, they won't be nice. They're not well-meaning liberals that mean well. They're criminals. They're usurpers. And they work for the big money men that have overthrown countless nations and killed hundreds of millions. And they want to kill Americans so bad they can taste it. Because it's who they are. And they got China and the globalists. And they thought we were down. And in comes Trump. And in comes other nationalists. And now they're accelerating their program. People are like, wow, they're all over the news saying they'd take Walmart's credit card processing away if they didn't stop selling guns or Dick's Sporting Goods. And those companies put their heads between their legs and kiss their ass goodbye. Because the average Walmart family is worth like $60 billion apiece. It's like five of them. They don't care. They were big American flags everywhere, but everything's made in China. It's like Zuckerberg told the newspapers a decade ago. He said, I'm going to hold your hand like hospice as your industry goes bankrupt. And then those very companies didn't stand up to that. They went to Facebook and said, well, help us censor all our competition. Facebook said, sure, I'll do that. It's already happening. The credit card companies are already banning gun sales. And they asked the question, could they? It's like Snowden on Joe Rogan's show. Oh, are chemtrails real? No, I know everything. I'm Snowden. That doesn't exist. Oh, really? They don't call it chemtrails. They call it geoengineering. Then I can show you Smithsonian CFR videos, CIA briefings admitting they're adding to the jet fuel and doing it to, quote, protect the Earth. But see, we're not supposed to admit that right now. Later, it'll all just be admitted. It's already admitted to kids' textbooks because that's the kids. But for adults, oh, no, that doesn't exist. And Joe Rogan gets up there and goes, of course, there's no geoengineering going on. Because that's one of the little check boxes, you know, that you check off right there. There's no pedophile rings. There's no geoengineering. 5G doesn't hurt you. And that's what we turned into. That's what we are. So, that's what this nation's turned into. So that's why you spreading the word is so critical. And that's why buying the products is critical, because these are great products you already want and need. And then you literally couldn't thumb your nose at the globalists more by holding us up against their onslaught. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. We've never gone a week and a half over with a sale. Usually 2 or 3 days. I'm always busy. But this time, I just haven't done it because we're selling out a lot of stuff. We've already had big specials. I don't know how else I'm supposed to have big specials. 40-70% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. A lot of stuff sold out or is sold out. Some things came back in, like DNA Force Plus. Turbo Force, the protein bars, VasoBeast is about to sell out. And we've got a lot of great water filtration, air filtration. There's just so much great stuff there. Do your shopping there. Sign up for auto ships. You can support us every month or every 2 months. Click cancel anytime for free. Get 10% off on the order you're making. And we also have the new whitening toothpaste that has the above sea coral calcium to remineralize the teeth while it cleans, instead of the other toothpaste that remove it. And it's got the patented silver sol nano silver to knock out the bacteria, the viruses, the gingivitis. It's incredible. The main gateway disease in your body is your mouth. Look it up. A lot of heart disease is connected to it. Bad bacteria that can live in low oxygen levels get in and get in the ventricles of your heart. That's all mainline medical stuff. And this is the approved silver that's out there. It's the best out there. InfoWarsStore.com. No reviews on it yet. Everybody just gets their toothpaste from us, and if you like it and sign up for AutoShip, we can fund our operation. Hell, if 5% of the listeners got our toothpaste, we know it's less than 1% of the listeners that actually buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're also the ones that call in. They're the 1%ers. So we salute you and thank you. Not the 1% of the globalists that are 0.1%, but the 1% that actually stand up. It wasn't 3% on the Revolutionary War, folks. It was less than 1% that let it, started it, stood through the whole deal. maybe 3-5% or so joined them later throughout it. But you are the 1%, and I salute you, listeners and viewers, because you're men and women in the arena, and I love you. No matter what color you are, where you came from, if you love God and you love justice and you feel what I feel and know what I know and want to stand against evil, you have a driving desire to not be a slave and to help others, then we're brothers and sisters forever together. And that's what matters. And God had to put us through this to make sure who we were before we get to the next level. So this boot camp is not fun, and we're going to understand the boot camp at the next level, believe me. And most people just can't handle it. I have seen past the veil. The globalists know that, too. I've seen really far. And I've seen things that are, let's just say, interesting. And I can tell you that this level of conflict is only the surface. And the conflict is a lot bigger than we even know. And a lot more serious. Let's just say the universe is a very interesting place, and there are some big wars going on, ladies and gentlemen. So we need to get off this rock and go to the next level, because God needs us. And you need to understand that, ladies and gentlemen. Because there's a lot of things going on in the universe. I'm going to stop pontificating and go back to your calls. Who's been holding the longest? Jason in Texas, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex, my fellow gladiator in the arena.
Yes, sir.
I still think that most people aren't paying attention. So let me just say this. You are surrounded by an enemy that is relentless. You are facing an enemy that will not give up. What you permit is what you promote, and what you allow is what will continue. They've already shot more holes in the First Amendment than they shot into the walls of the Alamo. And they're after the Second Amendment. And if the American people don't grow a backbone, and if those patriots don't grow some balls, there'll be no USA at all. You have to put an end to this. You got to speak up to it. You got to call them out on their nonsense. You got to speak the truth to them, and you got to put an end to this. If they get your Second Amendment, which is the jewel in their crown, it's what they're after, because a public that doesn't have the ability to defend themselves is a public that can be controlled. And this is a battle between self-determination and total tyrannical control.
I don't think I've ever heard a minute of radio more true, my friend. What else do you think we should do? I mean, because, yes, the war is now, and these people are relentless because it's a spiritual fight.
It is a spiritual battle, and the reason why is because good Christian people have permitted a lot of things to happen. By controlling the language, they can control what you think. By controlling your thoughts, they can control your actions, since thought precedes action, and it keeps you in a very controllable state. And then whatever you allow to happen, there was a time in history when Christians controlled this arena so powerfully that cockroaches like these people had to live in the shadows and do their business in the shadows and under the cover of darkness. Now it is in plain sight. It is in daylight, and there is not enough good Christians that are calling them exactly what they are, which are demons. And they need to be hunted, found, and politically assassinated is what they need to be.
Absolutely, brother. We're going to do this new caller show soon. Get his name and number. That's another. All these callers should be on the show. But we're going to start more live shows that are caller-driven. And I'm trying to get to more calls here on air, as you've been hearing. And you guys are awesome. Thank you. Wow, listen how well-spoken and powerful our people are versus the enemy. It's so crazy that so many people sell out to evil. It's incredible. We'll be right back with the next hour. Stuart Rose will be in the studio. More calls. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.